Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The new picture book, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver the Wonder Dog by Brad Mulm, depicts how good acts can go a long way, from underdog to wonder dog. You and your family will be amazed by Oliver the Wonder Dog as he overcomes his limitations to show that nothing can stand in your way if you have the right attitude. This is one impressive puppy whose adventures will quicken your pulse and have your heart pounding. Brad Mulm, author of the delightful The Amazing Adventures of Oliver the Wonder Dog, joins us on This Week in America. Brad, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, how you doing? It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
I am looking forward to what you've done with this amazing children's book. I say children's book. I enjoyed it. I will admit that. And I'm reading reviews and parents are enjoying it just as much as there is their kids. You wrote about your dog. Tell us about Oliver. What kind of dog is Oliver and what makes Oliver unique?
Well, Oliver is an 8-year-old Blue Merle Australian Shepherd. So he was born on a farm in Indiana and was supposed to be a working dog. So he's part of the working class. He's a working breed. But he was born 100% deaf. So because of that, they kind of decided that he wasn't cut out to be a working dog. So we adopted him, and he's been rehomed with us here in Libertyville, Illinois. So you know, part of the things that make Oliver, you know, special or unique, obviously, he's completely deaf. So, you know, it doesn't make him as different from normal dogs as some people think. But he's also got, you know, a great energy level, high energy, and just an outstanding personality that, you know, really, really shines when he's outside and running around and interacting with people in the neighborhood. So those are some of the things that make him, you know, different and unique.
It's so impressive that you took on what I will call a challenge of raising a dog that's deaf. I see people that have animals that are deaf or blind, and really they are special people that will take on something like that and nurture this dog as you have with Oliver. I called it maybe challenging. Is it more challenging, different than owning a hearing dog?
Well, you know, it's not as different as people think. You know, some people have asked me that, you know, like, because he's deaf, does he bark differently? Or, you know, yeah. It's like strange questions like that. But he compensates for his deafness with his other senses. So, for instance, if, you know, I come home and he's sleeping, he relies on his sense of smell to know when someone's come into the room. So his nose will start twitching, and he'll kind of, you know, after 30 seconds to a minute, he'll kind of realize that someone, you know, new has entered the room, and he'll snap to, and he'll wake up. And it's kind of the same thing when you leave the room, he'll, you know, kind of lose your scent, and then he'll realize that you're gone. On and he'll come looking for you. So things like that. Vibrations are another, you know, thing that he relies on to know when something's happening around him that he can't hear. So like if a dish drops or something like that, he senses that that's happened. And then, you know, with his whiskers, actually, his whiskers are what tells him something, you know, a vibration is in the air and something's happened that he needs to pay attention to.
Yes.
So he doesn't always know exactly what direction it's coming from, but, you know, that helps. And like vibrations on the floor kind of alert him to, you know, someone's walking towards him or coming down the stairs. So, yeah, I mean, really, it's, you know, it's really not that much different. And because he's a, you know, an Australian Shepherd, he kind of tends to stay nearby you at all times anyway. So, you know, you don't really have to worry about him wandering off too much, even if he's not on a leash.
That's interesting, because if somebody is considering a dog that has, in this case, is totally deaf, it's not something to be scared of, is it? It sounds like the dog has adapted quite well, and you have adapted quite well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. So, yeah, we've gotten used to each other and, you know, each other's tendencies and personalities. And, yeah, it's worked out really well.
So you have Oliver the Wonder Dog with us on the program, Brad Mulm. That's M-A-L-M. The book is available at writersrepublic.com, the usual places. I'll give you that as we go throughout the program. The name of the book, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver the Wonder Dog. So you've got Oliver. You got this special relationship with Oliver. Where did the idea come from? What was the inspiration to turn Oliver into the star of his own book?
Well, you know, I think it's really the reactions that I would get when I take him out, you know, for a walk. So, you know, I guess to kind of set the stage or paint the picture a little bit. You know, a lot of dogs like to go on walks, and Oliver's no exception, but he really, really likes to go on walks. So, you know, when we start out, he'll be exercising his herding instinct, and, you know, we'll be going down the street, and he'll be pulling me by his leash, kind of backpedaling down the street as, you know, we're running in one direction and he's kind of towing me in that same direction. And then, you know, right after that, he launches into full orbit and starts circling around me as I'm, you know, running down the street. You know, so he's orbiting me like, you know, like I'm a planet and he's a moon, and we're going down the street, and people, you know, just are obviously entertained by that sort of thing. So just seeing that, you know, brings a smile to people's faces. So that's kind of what led me to, you know, believe that Oliver needed to be exposed to a wider audience.
You know, you've done that, and you've done it so well. The book is called The Amazing Adventures of Oliver the Wonder Dog, beautifully illustrated. And I'll talk about that in the illustration part of it in a few minutes. But once you decide, okay, I need to feature Oliver, there's a message here that I think on a number of levels will resonate with people, not just children, but adults as well. How did you develop the story? How did the whole story fit together?
Well, it is kind of loosely based on Oliver's real life and some of those, you know, abilities and that I was discussing before. And, you know, just overcoming your limitations is kind of the, you know, the main message. And, you know, he starts out and he's not always accepted by his peers because he can't, you know, hear, and the other dogs won't play with him. But, you know, that he doesn't let that get him down, and he doesn't let him bother, you know, he doesn't let that bother him. And, you know, throughout the book, he, you know, does some incredible things. He overcomes his one temptation, which is freshly baked donuts, and he, you know, is able to do things like save a school bus that's in danger, as well as even stopping a bank robbery that's in process when he comes back to town. So yeah, that's kind of how the storyline came together. So some of it's based on real life loosely, but it's also yeah, a lot of imagination and fun.
The book is The Amazing Adventures of Oliver the Wonder Dog. Brad Malm is the author, our guest on the program, MALM. Book available at Writers Republic, the publisher. You'll find the book there. It's available wherever books are sold. And if you go to our website, we'll be able to link you on to Writers Republic, get information, order the book there as well. It sounds like things can get interesting out there when you're out with Oliver. Anything ever go wrong? It sounds like you got the routine down pretty well now, and you know what he's thinking, and you can respond. But ever you get to that point where, wow, this could get out of control here.
Well, you know, there's some things that have happened. You know, the energy that he gives off, kind of, you know, other dogs see it, and they want to, you know, it's contagious, and they want to interact with them. So, you know, some things have happened where he's drawn other dogs out from their yards, so they'll actually jump their fence and come out to try to run with Oliver, try to play with him. I've had a dog jump out of its window in a parked vehicle. Luckily, it wasn't moving.
Wow.
But yeah, so things like that have happened. And then, you know, I guess where it can get a little dicey is you've got owners that are walking their dogs, and you've got, like, you know, a small owner and a large dog situation, where they start pulling their owner towards Oliver. You know, that can kind of go, I've seen that go wrong, where they've I've had to help some people off the ground, let's say, but I don't think
Wow.
anyone's been seriously injured. So yeah, things Oliver just kind of inspires people and dogs out there with his energy and his, you know, contagious personality.
Well, it sounds like every walk is a new adventure. You're never quite sure what you and Oliver are going to run into, are you, when you take off on a walk?
No, yeah, he kind of creates these situations in a way. And, you know, I kind of think of him as the Pied Piper a little bit, because, you know, I'll be going down the street and, you know, I'll turn around and there's, you know, can be a random dog or two behind us that wants to keep up and join in the fun. And then their owners are trying to figure out, you know, in some cases, they don't know, what's happened to their pet. So it can take a while for them to actually catch up and figure out where their dogs run off to. But I actually had to bring some dogs home. There's a dog on one of our routes that can actually open its own front door, like a storm door, and will nudge that open and come and join in the fun. And I have to stop things, turn back around, and bring that dog home so its owners aren't looking for it.
I love that. Every walk is an adventure. Bruce Malm, Brad Malm, is our guest on the program. That's MALM, the book, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver the Wonder Dog. You'll find it writersrepublic.com. Information there. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I sort of gave a brief synopsis of the storyline, but tell me a little bit more about that, because we see Oliver overcoming. He doesn't realize his limitations, does it? Sometimes they overcoming those. He really doesn't think he has any limitations.
No, he doesn't. He jumps right into the action from the get-go. So the book kind of starts out with him as a puppy and then follows him in his life as he gets older. His first real chance to kind of help somebody out is he sees a wayward rowboat where the couple has lost their paddle and they're stuck out in the middle of a lake. So he jumps in and brings them, tows them back to shore. So that's his first real chance to kind of show what he's made out of. And then from there it kind of escalates and he sees a school bus that's skidding off the road and he's able to use his leash, his trusty leash, to actually lasso it from careening off of a cliff and tow it back in. And so then for his third act, he's coming back to town after this, and he sees these bank robbers leaving the bank, and they actually have a bag full of donuts that they try to use to distract him. One of them ends up getting stuck on his snout, but he shakes that off and continues his pursuit, and then uses his ability, his circling ability, to tie him up and lasso them in and until the police arrive. So then at the end of the story, the town, recognizes his heroism and gives him an award. And that's kind of how the story ends.
Well, you're there for all of the adventures from underdog to wonder dog. We're talking about The Amazing Adventures of Oliver the Wonder Dog. Brad Malm, the author, our guest on the program. What is the intended audience other than grandparents? Who else would be interested in reading this book?
Well, it's really focused on children. It is a children's book. It's an illustrated book. But like you were saying, I think at the beginning, you have parents that are mostly the ones that are going to be reading the book to their children. So you want to make it entertaining for them as well. So that was kind of part of the goal, is to, write it on a couple different levels to have, elements of humor that appeal to both children and adults, so that, everybody gets something out of it and can be, entertained or get a message from it. So I think really, I've definitely gotten feedback from, all sorts of people saying that they, of all ages, saying that they really enjoyed it. So I don't know if it's really limited to just, children. I do think that there's definitely value for adults as well. It helps if you have children and you like dogs. I will say that.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned entertainment and message, and it is both of those. It's a great book for kids to read and then talk about, for kids to read to you and talk about, you to read to them, depending on the age, and talk about it. Because there really is an underlying message, isn't there? Besides being entertaining, it's like, we all have some limitations and we need to overcome those. And Oliver certainly a shining example of what you can do if you just charge forward.
Yeah, that's it. That's a big piece of the story for sure. So yeah, there's some humor around it, but that is the main message that the book is based around.
Let's take it to the next level. You have the story there. You've got Oliver, then you develop the story. Now it's a picture book. Now you need to do the illustrations. Talk about the challenges of getting the illustrations, because they're beautifully done. They tie into the story. They advance the story. How difficult is it to get the illustrations really to complement the text of the story?
Well, yeah, I was really lucky in finding Tina Perko is the illustrator's name. And so she did a really wonderful job, as you said. So I found her. She does freelance work. And she's actually in Slovenia, so we connected online. And she I pitched her the book idea, and she sent me some examples of her illustrations and that she's done in the past. And that was the first person that I had looked at, and we just went with it. So she just did a great job because I did a storyboard and some rough, very rough sketches of what my ideas were for the illustrations in the book, and then she turned those around really quick with just it totally exceeded my expectations and just kind of blew me away with what she came up with. And she added in her own some of her own
Yes.
stylings and things like that that kind of I didn't even necessarily ask for. So she kind of added some extra extra funniness or some extra illustrative creativity that I wasn't even expecting. So that's definitely the fun part is when you start getting those illustrations back after you've sent them a drawing of stick figures
Well, yes,
and
she obviously has tapped into the reason you wrote the book and this affection you have for Oliver and the impact Oliver has on you and everybody around him in the community, humans, and it sounds like animals as well in the community. And the cover is beautiful too. I mean, everything about it. This is a great book, a gift-giving book for younger family members. What's the most enjoyable part of doing this? I sense your passion for telling this story, the love for Oliver. How is this played out? Because there's a lot of work that goes into writing a book, and I sense you've enjoyed probably about every minute of this.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah, when I got the first copy of the book in the mail from Writers Republic, it that's a great day and a great feeling, when
Oh,
that
yes.
arrives on your doorstep. And then, I think handing it out to the neighborhood kids at Christmas. So I finished it right around Christmas time of last year, and being able to, they all know Oliver, they've seen him, and then to be given a book, about Oliver, they got a pretty big kick out of that, of course. So that was one of the most enjoyable things. Getting videos from some of my friends who are parents and reading the book to their children, that's been that's great. That just gives you a lot of satisfaction.
The book
So.
is so well done, and I can imagine there's so many stories. You've probably got books full of Oliver stories you would like to tell. Will this be the first of many Oliver books?
Well, I certainly hope so. That would be great. I'd love to see it become a series. I've got the next one pretty much written already. So without giving too much away, it would kind of pick up where the first book left off, where Oliver's in town, and he's back to saving some of the townspeople in certain ways, and then maybe he develops a love interest perhaps in this next book.
Okay.
And I think at the end it's gonna kind of the action would shift to, I'm thinking, a ski resort where he's gonna do a lot of his Wonder Dog acts of heroism. And then at the end, I kind of have it pictured where he's being awarded his own snowmobile by the Rocky Mountain Ski Patrol. So
That
that's
is
kind of
fantastic.
that's yeah.
I love the storyline, a little rom-com in there for Oliver and the next time out, so there's something to look forward to. And Oliver's the star of this. I hope from time to time you acknowledge that with an extra couple dozen freshly baked donuts for Oliver.
We try not to actually feed him too much junk food, so he's got to stay lean and mean, for his runs.
Okay, if he makes the bestseller list, you'll have to give in and give him a couple extra donuts. But that it's
Yeah.
such an amazing, amazing book. The start, hopefully, of a very long-running series, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver the Wonder Dog. Brad Malm, MALM, is our guest in the program. Book at writersrepublic.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll have all the information there. Brad, a pleasure having you on the program. Look forward to having you back. So keep writing more books. Excellent job with this. And good luck to you and Oliver out there. Many happy stories. And thank you for being with us on the program.
Thanks a lot, Rick. I really enjoyed it.
Brad Malm, our guest on the program, the book, The Amazing Adventures of Oliver the Wonder Dog. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com. More on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.